Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conrad Norris. Rob Long is off for this week. So we're going to welcome in Jacob Calvin Meyer, good old JCM of the Baltimore Sun. And Jacob, give me your thoughts on the Elias stuff, because I saw some of your tweets about, you know, going on the road and doing this interview. Fairly upset at the fact that you guys didn't get first crack at it, or he didn't stand up and speak to you guys, correct?
Yeah, listen, there's multiple ways to view this. First, thanks for having me on. The first way is just in the objective way, which is, people might not have read the tweets that way, but that was the way I was approaching the tweets, which is the fact that it is factual that his players are not awarded the same opportunity that he took for himself. These are guys that we have to talk to after they blow a save, after they strike out to end the game.
Yep.
And we spoke to them minutes after they found out that Tony Mantolino, that Brandon Hyde had been fired. And, you know, the first guy to talk was a 21-year-old. We talked to about half of the players in the clubhouse. Some of them had, you know, were fighting back tears while talking about it. And so it was surprising for Mike Elias to do that, especially when, you know, since I've been on the beat, you know, for example, he sends Jackson Holliday down, he talks that day.
Yeah.
And that's happened multiple times with prospects. And so for him to make a decision this big and to wait 4 days to talk about it is surprising. Selfishly, as a reporter, of course, would I have liked to have been in Milwaukee? Would I have preferred that he do it in Baltimore, where there were 25 to 30 reporters, instead of in Milwaukee, where there were six, when half of those six are, you know, work for outlets that are either owned by the team or owned by the league? Yeah, sure, I would have preferred that. And but perhaps the reason that they waited for Milwaukee, either he chose or his PR staff insanely convinced him to do that, is because there would only be six reporters in Milwaukee.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was purposely done that way. But
so yeah. I held press conferences all the time. And again, when I did something that was going to rock the city, I had a press conference immediately. Get your good news out faster, bad news out faster. That's the rule. It's like to do it out of town 4 days later is crazy. Also, we had Mike Elias on Tuesday of that week. I asked him directly, I said, you know, can't fire all the players, is the manager's job in jeopardy? He said no, it wasn't his fault, really not his fault, because that's not the manager's, a lot of other things going on. Then Saturday he's gone. What does that say to you? Did this, was it being honest and just that was not on, you know, on his radar and came from ownership, or did something happen that soured him in those 4 days? Like, what do you think that was about?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure. I've been thinking about that ever since Brandon Hyde was fired. And just one last thing about waiting for Milwaukee. I don't want to pretend like that's the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, but it is something that probably might matter to some players in that clubhouse, and it's just something that was surprising. And so when it comes to firing Hyde, I think a lot of people pointed out, like, oh, what else is Mike going to say when he's asked about it? Like, this is pretty typical, pretty standard for any GM to kind of back his manager before then firing him a couple
yep.
days later. I mean, it's even if you look at college football coaches, you know, even before he goes to the NFL, says I'm never leaving, you know, LSU or whatever. Right? It's like that's just the way that this goes. These people lie to us all the time. That is sort of that is sort of their job. Now, the reason that I've sort of not been hung up on, but the reason I've been thinking a lot about him waiting for Milwaukee because it felt so out of character for him is, did he do that because he was truly distraught by the decision that he had to make, and he did really need a couple days? That's possible. Did he wait a couple days because maybe he really didn't want to make the decision and he needed to find a way to find the words so that he could convince people that it was his decision, where if he had done it in the moment, then people might have been able to read between the lines that maybe Elias didn't want to do this? Again, I'm completely speculating here.
Yeah,
and
me
the reason
too.
For this speculation is because we don't have a lot of these answers. Or did he just wait because it was just kind of a PR nightmare and the people around him gave him bad information? I'm not really sure, but the decision just felt a little bit out of character, and what felt even more out of character is the fact that they waited.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I'm talking to Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, here on the Big Bad Morning Show. And my hypothesis is that Rubenstein's the one who wanted him fired, and then he fires him. And then it's the PR department's decision that he goes on the road and does that in Milwaukee. I'm wondering if either one of those decisions were his, because he had a glaze. It's the first time I've seen him interviewed with what appeared to be like a glazed over look. Like, man, this has been a rough stretch, and I don't know what's going to happen moving forward. But I do agree that you guys should be upset. You know, if we're going to sit here and yell about players being accountable and not showing up after the game to answer for a mistake, or they do, and as you pointed out, you got a 21-year-old stepping up to answer questions after the manager's fired, then, yeah, the GM should be there.
Yeah, listen, like, when it comes to, like, how this decision was made, something that was notable to me was that David Rubenstein has not been as present at Orioles games this season as he was last. He's not throwing around hats as much and kissing babies because, first, there are fewer babies in the ballpark in the first place, and second, the team's not as good. He was there Friday night for that debacle. He's sitting right there, front row. Just something that I kind of thought about in the aftermath of Hyde's decision that a game that he was at went that poorly. Mike Elias has agency to make his own decisions, and even if he was getting, you know, his PR staff was pushing him to wait for Milwaukee, you know, Mike still has the ability to go out and talk, you know, even, you know, against the advice of his PR staff. But at the end of the day, as a just like strictly speaking as a journalist, my job is to hold people in power accountable, and I find this to be a situation where this was a little bit surprising.
Well, JCM, as always, man, appreciate the time you popping on, talk about some stuff. We didn't even get to what should happen with the trade deadline, but we got a ton of time to talk because it's going to be a long season.
Yeah, so get ready for about 2 months of trade deadline talk here, guys.
Yes, exactly. It'll be a blast. And it was your dad that pointed out 1-0 in the Andrew Kittredge era?
Yeah, listen, I think I folded back a little bit too many layers there that now people are going to start questioning how many of my tweets are actually written by other people.
First thought.
Yeah, it's like, are you writing some of my tweets? Nathan Ruiz, my former partner, is he ghostwriting for me here? I don't know. We'll have to really start seeing. There might have to be an investigation.
I'm waiting for Matt Weyrich to come out with a not like us, you know, to come back at you. You know, you're not like us. We're the ones tweeting our own tweets. Anyway, right. JCM, we'll see you next time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
He's awesome, man. Like. And I think what he's saying is very fair. So I don't know if he felt like I was trying to, you know, ambush him with this question. But no, like, your feelings are valid on it if he's not talking to the media. You know, like, if and again, like, I'm one of the guys that's defended Mike Elias more than most. He's got to show up for that.
Dude.
And again, I think it's I thought it was the PR's decision to do this.
It doesn't matter. It's not that they don't make this is what I don't explain to people. It's like, they work for Elias. Like, I've had PR people in every department I've worked in. I love them all. I mean, I had Regina at Relevant, you know, with AAA now. I mean, Greg Shipley with State Police. And they both laughed because I would listen to them, but I didn't always do what they wanted. Well, rarely did what they wanted, actually. Greg would hand me a speech for every appearance I made. He goes, I know you're not going to read this, Colonel, but I have to do this. Like, okay, that's fine. He'd give it to me. Of course, I'd never read it. And I would just do what I did.
Yeah.
And he would laugh about it, but it's like, you don't... They're not your boss. And this was bad advice if he got it. You don't do this.
And I just want to make it clear. I don't have any inside information to say that. Like, I could be dead wrong.
That's right. This is not inside information. This is me watching what they did and saying, no, that was stupid. That was really stupid. It was bad for you guys because it made you look bad.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into... It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.